Life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters, two for $3. Bucko's is loaded up with Keweenaw alpaca gear for the back end of winter. Jack's original pizzas are three for $11. Red Baron pizzas are three for $9.99. Don't forget to, next month, renew your fishing and hunting license and pick up your bait. All sales do not include taxes or deposits. At Bucko's Calumet. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlack, Doctors Fisher, Sarazen, Strong, and Sliss. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. And now in Lorium on 77 3rd Street. Call today for your appointment. 482-3621 Hancock. 337-5049 Lorium.
The Khalifa Cafe, Quincy Street in Hancock, has been serving great food for generations, 7 days a week, with homestyle service and huge portions. They have a tasty menu for everyone, with all homemade food, including pasties, soups, hot and cold sandwiches, Italian cuisine, pizza, breakfast served all day, and the best coffee around. Enjoy a Sunday turkey dinner with all the fixings for only $9.95, as well as daily lunch and dinner specials. Hours at the Khalifa Cafe, 7 till 9, Monday through Saturday, and Sundays, 8 till 9.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest.
Stock up on 1 gallon containers, Shell Rotella conventional, synthetic blend, or full synthetic heavy duty motor oils starting at $14.99 at Harder's CarQuest of Calumet. Offer valid through March 29th.
From a fellow car lover, it's all in one place, as you'll discover. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
We'll have partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming overcast during the afternoon. A high of 37 with winds from the east at 10 to 15. For tonight, cloudy skies, low of 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high of 42 with east winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, low of 27 degrees. And for Friday, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 44. Well, this hour is flying by as usual. We're trying to get to as many of these questions as we can. Coach, have you had the success that you've wanted in recruiting down in Lower Michigan?
Wow, that's a good question. Not totally. You're never satisfied. I think there's some good things going on there. We've got a number of Michigan players lined up for the future that are from there and playing either in the USHL, playing in some midget down there. So yeah, we're excited. We're trying to get in there more and more, and I think we're doing a good job in there. But I like our recruiting. You know, as we look out into the future and what some of the players are doing, not only this year, but they're going back next year in the USHL and some in the BC Junior League. We got some guys, and I don't want to get into specifics right now, but we've got a number of players still in the playoffs, and in the BC Junior League, we'll have a number of guys playing in the playoffs in the USHL. So a couple of kids in the NA. So it's exciting. Yeah, we like the guys we have lined up. Have you ever heard anybody say, "No, we don't like our recruiting. Yeah,
well,
we're just
no.
taking these kids." But Michigan's it's got to be a good place for us, but we've got a number of guys lined up from Michigan that are coming in.
Next question. It's been said that this team didn't have a pure goal scorer like a Patan. In the future, can a current player develop into that, or would it need to be a future recruit?
Well, I think Gavin Gould's, he's good around the net, you know, and he had limited time this year as far as his ice time goes. So he might be as pure as we have. He's good around the net. Like Jake Lucchini was good in junior hockey, and I think you could see his emergence this year, but he really hit the wall there. But he's got a shot. He can put it in. Would be a pure goal scorer. I don't know if I would define him that. But we have a couple guys that we can get to 20 goals. And you can, yes, that's one of the hardest things is the offense. I mean, you have to have some instincts. You have to have, like, you know, Troy Terry, I'd give you an example, the kid in Denver. I mean, he's just got that. God-given. I mean, he had that before he got there, so it's not like they developed that. I mean, they obviously work on things to get him better, but no, we've got a couple guys, you know, like Jake Jackson. I'm excited about Jake. Jake Jackson's always been a pretty good goal scorer, and he made a great move on the breakaway against Gillette, and Gillette got the pad down on him. So Jake's had a couple of those. He's got to learn how to just roof that. So, yeah, there's some things you can work on, but no, we're excited about the guys we have here and what's going on, and I think Chris Gehry can, you know, add some offense to his game. You know, Gills, I think, can add more to his game. We got a number of guys. And, you know, I wasn't sure where the scoring was going to come from this year. I think we scored 129, 133 goals, somewhere in there. So it's pretty good, given what we lost. And, you know, not only the seniors, but Baltus and Stamen. So we didn't have them for quite a bit.
Can you clarify why you were able to use the gold jersey as a dark color in the game against Denver?
Well, I think because of they didn't, you know, they were opposite, you know, they didn't clash and come together and cause some confusion. I think that was the biggest thing. And
do their coaches have to approve that, do you know?
No, I don't think they have to approve that. That's the NCAA. And I think, you know, Jimmy Montgomery, he wasn't concerned about what jersey we were wearing. He was just making sure his team kept their focus on the task at hand, and they did.
Are there any jersey changes or additions planned for next season?
Yeah, we got a jersey designed. It's sort of a throwback from yesteryear. Some people are going to really like it, and some probably won't. But, yeah, we're going to have our away jerseys will be changed next year. We'll stick with the same home and then the script, Huskies with the cream and the gold.
I didn't have a chance to really proofread this one. It says, has Tech ever thought of having a community game? And it says, by this I mean we have two upper-class divisions in our community, Tech and Pioneer/Wolverines. My idea is, this person's idea is taking Tech and having them play the winner of the Gibson Cup in a community game, charging a small fee to watch. If Tech wins, the money is donated to the CCJHA in support of future Huskies. If Tech loses, half of the proceeds go to the team. To the winning team, the other half is donated.
Good thought. I don't know if we would be allowed to by the NCAA to do that. You know, maybe it's out of season. That's a good question. So, Mike Stevens, Mike, you get on that. By the way, who won the Gibson Cup last night?
The Wolverines did. I think, believe 7-4 was the final there.
Is that a little bit of an upset?
I don't think so. It was a...
No, well, congratulations. Yeah, I forgot all about that game, else I would have went down and watched that game. So, but no, congrats.
Had a great crowd there for that. It was,
yeah,
three,
I can
obviously
imagine. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So those are our questions, Coach. And well, we got a phone call coming in. Good morning. Is this for Coach?
Hi, Derek. I just wanted to clarify that the Pioneers won that game 7-4.
What did I say?
You said the Wolverines won.
I meant the Pioneers.
Oh,
sorry.
My goodness. That's,
I'm sorry.
That's
I meant the Pioneers. Yeah. That's what I meant.
No
thanks for clearing that up.
Well, there you go. So the Pioneers. How many years in
a
row
is
that? Yeah, you did.
I apologize. That's like, why I was wondering why you were saying, why is that an upset?
Yes, yeah, that's 7-8 years
something
in a row.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, good for them.
Yeah.
So, but
I meant the Pioneers, which I've been saying all morning, the Pioneers. So congratulations to them. Great great series, though, for both teams, the Wolverines and the Pioneers.
Well, you know, this is such a rich hockey community, and you can see that all the way through youth hockey, through high school, obviously, and into the senior, the leagues you play in, and then into that league and all the guys who play in college hockey and Finland. It's great. It's a great hockey community, and I'm just, thankful that we have that here, because a lot of places don't.
Coach, we are out of time. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for a great season. It was so much fun covering the Huskies again this year, and we're looking forward to it next year.
Oh, thank you, Derek. Thanks for all you do in the station, and I appreciate all the time and effort you put in to help make Michigan Tech hockey entertaining and fun to listen to. So we'll look forward to next year, but we'll have some other shows, so we'll get together. And prediction in Chicago, Derek, why don't you give me your prediction?
I'm saying I'm hoping for Notre Dame. I'm saying Duluth.
Are you Catholic?
It.
Is that what you're
No, because we beat them, and I thought I'd like to be a team that we beat win the national championship.
Okay.
You?
I can't say. I got to say neutral,
right.
Good
right.
luck.
All right.